Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Some Americans are surprised by the far-left turn the Democratic Party has taken in its quest to win back the White House. Just a few years ago, it would have been political suicide to advocate open borders, health benefits for foreign nationals in the country illegally, taxpayer reparations for slavery, and abortion for any reason up until birth. Those are all radical positions, but now most Democrats running for president embrace them, along with amnesty for illegal aliens already here. So what exactly is going on? Well, first of all, the national media is supporting many far-left policies trying to push the country away from President Trump, whom they despise. Also, the far-left presence on social media is much louder and more threatening than moderate positions. So if you oppose the radical agenda, you may be attacked, sometimes viciously. This intimidates opposition to the far left, as some are afraid to go up against it. A vivid example of that is the boycott strategy used by radical groups, which threaten corporations if they support conservatives. That brutal hammer has been extremely effective, as many businesses cave into the pressure that might hurt their bottom line. The radical left's goal is to harm and smear traditional Americans, making it easier to recast the USA as a quasi-socialist country that imposes so-called equality through income redistribution and social justice. The far left has succeeded, at least somewhat, with great help from the media, in convincing millions of people that traditional America is an unjust nation full of white privilege and male dominance. And this is not a subtle campaign. To mark the 4th of July, the uber-left New York Times announced that America has never been a great country. The Democrats have largely adopted the radical agenda, as the nation saw in the debates. A traditional Democrat like Joe Biden is attacked by radical Senator Kamala Harris, and there's great celebration in the liberal precincts. It is absolutely fascinating to watch this, but a bit frightening as well. If Ms. Harris or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or most of the other Dems ever achieve power, America as we know it would disappear. If that's the system you want, that's what the Democrats are offering. The housing market on fire all over the country with interest rates falling. It's a great time to sell your home. If you want to sell or buy, the competition is going to be fierce. You need a great real estate agent to help you. That's why my friend Glenn Beck started the service realestateagentsitrust.com as a way to make sure you get connected with agents who are successful, ambitious, like-minded, and eager to help you with your biggest investment. These are agents with a long track record of performance. There are no part-time or inexperienced agents in Beck's network. These are all professionals who have the tools and the talent to successfully take you through the process. Market value for your home cannot be done by a computer program or an equation. It takes years of expertise to evaluate your market and appraise your home to sell quickly for top dollar. These agents are experts in your town, and they do business like you with your values. So get moving today with realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, a tale of two corporations, Nike and Starbucks. You may have heard that Nike abruptly dropped a Betsy Ross flag-inspired sneaker, timed to coincide with the 4th of July, after their employee, former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, claimed the flag contained, quote, racist symbolism. So here's the deal. Nike planned to celebrate the 4th of July with a new sneaker, a special edition of the Air Max 1 Quick Strike, featuring that most patriotic of symbols, the American flag. But rather than including the current flag with 50 stars, the sneaker's heel featured the 13-star model designed by the revolutionary hero Betsy Ross. Now, the reason that Nike backed away from the sneakers is that Mr. Kaepernick believes that America was a bad place during the Revolutionary War and after the Founding Fathers instituted the Constitution because of slavery. So this is a reoccurring theme now. America's a bad country. You may remember that Mr. Kaepernick blew his entire career in the National Football League by becoming an activist on the field, refusing to stand for the national anthem and denigrating the American flag. Well, he is entitled to do that under our Constitution, and I have no problem with Colin Kaepernick not liking America. If he doesn't want to think this is a noble nation, dissent is an honored tradition in this country. However, Nike, by throwing in with Colin Kaepernick, then defines itself as a corporation that doesn't feel the USA is a noble nation. That is a bad, foolish strategy in the long run for Nike. Now, Starbucks is another corporation that has an image problem with some traditional Americans. Starbucks is looked upon as politically correct after the Philadelphia incident where some people of color were asked to leave a store where they were sitting for hours not buying anything. Anyway, in Arizona, a moron working for Starbucks asked six Tempe Police Department officers to leave the store because one of the customers there objected to their presence, saying he or she didn't feel safe. We don't know who that customer was. Now, the officers did leave, but the Tempe Police Department blasted Starbucks. The company's smart enough to apologize. All right, the coffee chain's executive vice president wrote, quote, "We are very sorry this happened. All police officers should be treated with respect." That's a smart move on the part of Starbucks. Police officers are Americans too. If they want to buy a cup of coffee and drink it anywhere, they are entitled to do that without being asked to leave. It is outrageous. But Starbucks did the right thing, knowing that if it threw in with the loon who wanted the cops out, their image would be besmirched forever. A tale of two corporations, Nike on the wrong road, Starbucks doing the right thing. And that's the message. For more honest and fact-based commentary, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. Sign up for premium membership. You'll be happy with it, especially in this election cycle. In a moment, something you might not know. It's an uncertain world out there, you know that. Disaster can strike at any time. So you need to be prepared to protect yourself and your family. One way to do that is with freeze-dried food. It tastes good. It's healthy. Can be stored for 25 years. That's why I'm happy to tell you about a company I recommend, Wise Foods. I have experience with them myself. During Superstorm Sandy, I lost power for 7 days. All of my refrigerated food done. But my food supply from Wise Foods was as fresh as the day I received it. Visit Wise Food Storage, one word, wisefoodstorage.com/bill, and explore their starter kits and long-term emergency food options. They are even offering free shipping plus a big discount of 25% off for my listeners. So please go to wisefoodstorage.com/bill. wisefoodstorage.com/bill, or you can call 855-269-0501. That's 855-269-0501. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. There is no denying the fact that people all over the world have a love affair with cars. Since German inventor Carl Benz patented his strange-looking Motorwagen in 1886, humans have used the automobile for work, play, and everything in between. But now it's the end of an era. Volkswagen halting production this week for its iconic Beetle, a car with a history that may surprise you. While many in America identify the tiny car with the hippie movement of the late 1960s, its roots actually date back to Nazi Germany. Dictator Adolf Hitler demanded Austrian engineer Ferdinand Porsche create a car that could be easily purchased by average citizens in the Third Reich, something affordable, small, efficient. The word Volkswagen is German for people's car. World War II derailed the operation, and the car was relaunched under the British occupying forces in the late 1940s. More than 1 million Beetles would be sold by 1955. So, it's sad. It's the end of the road for a brand as recognizable around the globe as Coca-Cola, but mark my words, the Beetle will become a vintage car, and if you keep it in good shape, you'll be able to sell it for a lot of money down the road. Now, here in the USA, Americans prefer their cars a bit larger than the Beetle. Generally, American motorists prefer trucks, SUVs, or pickups, making up the top 15 of 20 best-selling models. Not the same for Europe. Our friends across the pond still like their cars on the smaller side. In Austria, Belgium, and Germany, the tiny Volkswagen Golf remains the number one car. French prefer the two-door Renault Clio, the American Ford Fiesta outselling the competition in the UK nearly 2-1. One key factor in Europe's small car obsession is taxes. In Europe, for example, taxes are more than double, sometimes triple the USA. The British spend an average of $6 per gallon. So, before you plan on importing your Ford pickup across the pond for your next vacation, remember this. A $50 fill-up in Manhattan will set you back $138 in London. Cheerio. Back after this. A massive data breach of home titles and mortgages may have exposed your home and bank loans to home title thieves. If you've received robocalls or mail stating you're pre-approved for loans or credit cards, thieves may already have you. They're after money, of course, and they get it by forging your home title so it looks like you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans against your home and stick you with the payments. And listen, no insurance, bank, or identity theft program protects you. Home Title Lock does. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's online title to keep foreign and domestic thieves away. So if you've received robocalls or mail for pre-approved credit cards or loans, you need to move and fast. I got you 60 risk-free days of Home Title Lock protection to get you through this current breach. Register your address now to verify you're not already a victim. Please go to HomeTitleLock.com. 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 That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.